It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramel here for Team 92 Sports, along with my broadcast partner, Mitchell Silty. And it's Dawson Boys boys basketball tonight, hosting the McRae Wolverines. And Mitchell, we're coming up on the regular end of the regular season here.
Yep, only two games left for Dawson Boyd on their regular season, and so they have tonight and then Montevideo, and then they have CMB next week on Monday for the conference championship.
Looking forward to that too, right?
Yep, very fun games coming up for Dawson Boyd. Fun to call.
It is. Of course, we're going to do something a little different in our Subway pregame show this morning. We'll get to Mitchell back to Mitchell here in a little bit. The history of both teams and what's going to turn around here for the section tournament coming up. It's National FFA Week. And if you listened all day on Q92, we did a lot of FFA promos and interviews. And tonight I have John Shirk. John is the advisor, FFA advisor here at Dawson Boyd High School. And John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me up here.
You got a night off? Actually, you're working.
I'm night off work. I got a little bit of both. You know, I got more than one hat to wear.
John, of course, is the JV girls basketball coach. You always have a busy schedule, don't you, John?
Yeah, I do.
I thought I'm busy. You're busier than I am, usually. So
it usually keeps me out of trouble, keeps me focused a little bit more. That's a nice thing.
I've asked John to come up and talk about the Dawson Boyd's FFA program since it's FFA week. First of all, what is FFA and what's it about?
Well, basically, it's a program set for young kids for leadership roles and try to advance in their skills to be good kids throughout their life, to build, to be better, to learn, to be leaders of the community and strong that way. It doesn't matter if it's an agriculture background or if it's just into any business or what you do. And so that's what we're trying to give these kids a little chance of focus. And, you know, you got the activity, you can contest, you can do a lot of different things to build it.
Yeah, the Future Farmers of America, right?
Used to be called Future Farmers of America.
Back in the
that must have been early 90s, adopted because they wanted to make sure it was giving everybody a chance, because the FA has gone so much into bigger cities now.
Oh.
You know, you get to St. Croix, Minneapolis, there's not a lot of ag, you know, stuff farming. So that's why they kind of give the different roles. And it's a good move on their part for both the programs.
So what's it stand for then?
There's no meaning for the FA. Some people say Future for Agriculture.
Gotcha.
Okay. But there is nothing on the books. It's just a symbol of FFA that way.
All right, talk about your program here at Dawson Boyd High School.
What
do you do, actually?
Well, this week we got a lot of activities going on. We got kind of messed up over this morning with our late start, because we did have kids dressed up red or green. Against Case IH versus John Deere dress. Tomorrow we got another thing going up. Then we have some activities throughout the day where they'll, like, tomorrow there'll be FFA symbols out to find. They find that, they'll get themselves, like, a candy bar or something that way. Then also we're going to have our Ag Olympics tomorrow. We're going to have the organizations of the school have to select four kids to do a routine in the egg shop while that's set tomorrow. And this is kind of, they got to do different egg-related activities. And then we got Children's Barnyard on Friday. It was supposed to be Thursday. We moved to Fridays because of the weather. And then we're going to also serve pancakes and bacon to the faculty and on Thursday. So we got a lot of different things going on.
Good.
With this week trying to recognize and just trying to get the kids more involved doing things and be you know, like I told the kids, you're responsible for this, and I want them to do a lot of this. And that was nice. A lot of the kids helped with the chili feed tonight, which is something we picked up, just tried, you know, Lack has always done it. Wes Anderson always did it with them, and so we did that.
Yeah, you did that, because I am full of chili right now, let me tell you. That was great. They had just some different groups make their crockpot chili. And
yep.
And I don't know how many different kinds there were.
We had nine different crockpots.
And I did try all nine of them.
And it's
let you know.
There's always some good stuff. Everybody's got a little different twist of the recipe, and it's always good. And I consider not a bad chili out there. I think they're all good. Just what is your taste buds like?
That's right. I did vote. Is it Makea out front? Taking the money and marking down who you voted for. Somebody put bacon in their chili. I don't think I've ever had bacon in chili before.
It's good. It's good. There's always that little twist. What can you get that flavor out of it? And so it's.
And if you're listening, you come down to the ball game and you come on out for some suppers. There's still some left. Yep,
there's some chili left out there. Not a lot. We've gone through a lot of chili, which is good. I was hoping we'd get a lot of it gone. A lot of them, there's not much left, so that's good.
What was the fundraiser for tonight, then?
We're using it as a fundraiser for the local food shelf, because it seems like the food shelf always needs something. And so our proceeds, once we figure out our expense and everything else, is we're going to give them a check, and we should be okay. I was hoping for, 50 bowls sold. I think we cleared 50 bowls, so that'll be good. We'll get something to the local food shelf.
Well, I had 10 of the 50 bowls, so. Yeah, great idea, by the way. That was an awesome idea. Yeah, so it's FFA week this week. A lot of things planned around the country, right? It's a national thing.
Yep, it's a national thing. There's a lot. I mean, every school has different things of doing it. If you look at TikTok or something like that, you see a lot of what they're doing. So everybody's doing, promoting what they can, and there's a lot of neat stuff out there, and you just try to get something going to kind of promote it.
You mentioned TikTok, Wes Anderson's son.
Yep, Wes Nate.
Yep. I don't know, he's got like a million followers on TikTok. He's one of the most famous TikTokers around, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
And it's about him. He's an ag teacher like you.
Yep.
And he's made these TikToks, and it's just exploded on this.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing what he's done with that, and it's just to be able to pick it up and reinvest back into the program and get the kids, and it's easy what he's done. He's that young and up and coming. I'm the older one that just, again, me and TikTok is just not my style. But that's what it is.
He does a great job.
Yeah, he does.
Nate Anderson is that. A graduate of Crow Valley. Let's talk a little bit about your kids that you have. They still have the coat, still wear the coat, stuff like that.
Yep, we use that for, when we go to national, we go to contests, or, we wear them that way. If we are presenting, we'll have, we don't have a lot of kids up, but we got enough that we do a few contests. I always tell the kids, if you don't want to put time in, we don't go. And we've had some kids that, we have so many kids that are so spread out. I mean, that's the problem, too, is you get kids that are
a lot different
in band, in this, and this, and just like going, when do they have time to be a kid? So we still try to get some involvement. Our kind of strong suits have been ag mechanics. We've also had a wildlife team, and then we've also had, dairy foods, things like that. So we've always had something we're doing in general livestock. It covers, and a lot of the kids are covered in what they do.
All right. I like how you said that it was wear red today or wear green,
Yep.
So was there more green or more red, do you think?
Last I checked, and again, I did not get the total on it. I thought we had a few, well, I think it was like, 51-49 red. It was close.
Oh, it was close.
It was close.
Oh, wow.
I know one kid basically thought he should have. He was red all the way down, shoes and everything else. He was covered. He walked in and he goes, I should get more than one. Then another kid thought, I'm going to wear top half red, bottom green.
There you go.
There's always a different batch out there.
All right. John, thanks for joining us on the Subway Free Game Show. I appreciate that.
And
you're going to send some kids up at halftime?
Yep, I'll send two of our officers up. I think I've got Ashton coming up, then I got Elizabeth Jorgens. So Ashton, Swindera,
and
Lizzie will come up. So we got two, a boy and a girl come up and talk a little bit there. One is our secretary and the other one's our president.
All right. John, thank you. I appreciate you telling us a little bit about FFA, not Future Farmers America. I learned something new today.
Well, I can help you, but thank you for the opportunity, Paul.
You bet. John Sherb, advisor of the FFA program here at Dawson Boyd High School. And Mitchell, got about 10 minutes here before the start of the tip-off between Dawson Boyd and McRae. And why don't you tell us about both teams?
So Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 20-3. Their losses are to the number one team in Class A a former number one team in Class A Cherry, after Cherry suffered their first loss
of the season to Red Lake County. The number one team in Class AA for in Minnesota, Albany, and a top three team in Class B, South Dakota, Del Rapids, St. Mary. They have a conference record of 15-0. They have a 45-game win streak in conference games. They have a section record of 13-0. They've won 39 straight regular season wins versus section opponents. And their home record so far this year is 9-0. And they currently have a 27-game win streak at home. They have 23 straight conference home wins and 19 straight section home wins. Last loss, of course, in conference and section to a conference and section opponent in the regular season was back on January 10th of 2023 versus RTR. They come in currently, they're the number two team in Class A in Minnesota in basketball, now with Cherry's loss to Red Lake County. That could shake it up where Dawson Boyd maybe would slip to number three in the state at Minnesota, with Red Lake and Cherry being one and two. But as of last time I looked, I believe they're still number two in Class A.
Yep.
And so they come in averaging 80 points per game on offense. They give up 48 points per game on defense with a plus 32 point per game differential. That's good enough for number one in the Camden Conference in all three categories. They're the back-to-back Camden Conference champions, and as I mentioned earlier, they will face TMB next Monday down in Tracy for the Camden Conference Championship this year. So Dawson Boyd has a chance to three-peat as Camden Conference champions. They currently are on a 10-game win streak. They're 4-44 win versus Pipestone area. That game was played last night. Versus McRae, they're 23-2 versus McRae, dating back to the 2013-14
wow.
season. Dawson Boyd's had a lot of success against McRae in recent years. They're currently on an 8-game win streak versus McRae. Their last loss to McRae came during the 2020-2021 season. They've won 11 straight home games versus McRae, and they've won those games by an average score of 76-57. And in their current eight-game win streak versus McRae, the average score in those games is 82-52. So they're a very dominant Dawson team over McRae in the last couple of years. They defeated McRae 105-34 earlier this season. That was the one of three games in which Dawson Boyd scored 100 points this season.
So they've scored 100 points three times this year to Blackjack.
Yep, three times they have 100 points since Dawson Boyd scored. And last season, Dawson Boyd defeated McRae and Dawson 78-53. McRae comes in with an overall record of 5-18. Their wins this year against KMS, Ortonville, YME, Canby, and ACGC. Their conference record is 4-10. Their section record is 2-10. Their away record is 2-8. They average 60 points per game on offense and give up 73 points per game on defense for a minus 13 point per game differential. Currently, they're eighth in Section 3A North standing, so that would put them in a pigtail game at the moment. And currently, they're on a 6-game losing streak. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games. They started the season 2-3, and since then it's been a bit of a grind. They're 3-15 so far since starting the season 2-3. They're coming off a 64-60 loss to Ortonville, and then they're 9-26 versus Dawson Boyd in the last 15 seasons. And looking for their first win at Dawson Boyd since the 2012-2013 season, where they won 53-47.
Wow. Okay. So what's in the last few seasons, Dawson has won how many games against the Wolverines?
So currently they're on an 8-game win streak versus McRae, and then dating back to the 2013-14 season, they're 23-2.
Wow.
The two losses to McRae for Dawson Boyd this year came in the 2020-21 season and the 2018-19 season.
All right. Thanks for your homework there, Mitchell. That was awesome.
Yep, it was fun researching.
Yeah, you do a great job with the research. You should get paid for researching, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for, right?
That work.
All right, let's go for your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Brought to you by Tony O'Rada, your State Farm Insurance agent in offices in Canby and Madison. For the McRae Wolverines with their 5-18 record. Number two,
Elias's senior guard, number 21. Jonah Jansen, a guard, 6 foot sophomore, number 22. Grayson Airholmes, a 6'1 senior forward. Number 23, Xavier Noble, 6'2 senior guard. Number 33, Chase Dirksen. Dirksen's a 6'1 senior forward. The Wolverines are coached by head coach Lucas Post and assistant Trent Carlson. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup for the McRae Wolverines. For Dawson Boyd tonight, the usual starting five. You got Gunnar Liebel, Carson Stratmone, Grayson Voigt, Drew Yomlin, Jackson Halfdead. And the Blackjacks are coached by head coach Corey Larson, Keith Stratmone, Dustin Yomlin, and Jason Voigt. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. Brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent. And Mitchell, we got some other games tonight, don't we?
Yep, I got one girls game going on yet. McRae, I think, wrapping up their regular season. They're hosting Hancock tonight. And a score update in that game, Hancock leads McRae 15-14. That one in girls basketball this evening. And then for boys basketball this evening, I think everyone should be in action tonight. We have Mineota at Canby. We have a score update. Minnesota Christian leading Ortonville 44-23 with 14 minutes left in the second half. Our game tonight, McRae at Dawson Boyd. And then KMS is playing at Lakapawa Valley tonight. YME is playing at Lakeview. And RCW is playing at TMB.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitchell. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show for tonight. And we'll take a couple-minute break as the Dawson Boyd Pep Band will play the national anthem. And then we'll be back with the opening tip-off between the Blackjacks and the Wolverines right here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of business.
Everybody is Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty here at the Camden Conference boys basketball game tonight. Mitchell, two teams, McCray struggling this year, and the Black Jacks are just rolling, aren't they?
Yep, Dawson Boyd's really having a good stretch of the season so far, looking to try and get themselves primed and ready for the section tournament beginning next week.
Well, Thursday, they have a heck of a game coming up with the state-ranked Montevideo Thunderbox.
Yep, we have a great test coming up on Thursday with Montevideo. I think Montevideo, last I looked, was ranked 7th or 8th in AA in the state of Minnesota. And Dawson Boyd being ranked 2 or 3 in the Class A of Minnesota, that should be a really good game. It was a great game last year, and so looking for another good one on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right, and we'll have that game for you right here on Q92 Thursday night. They're going to recognize the state champion Shadows Thursday night. Maybe hopefully you can get some Shadows up here pre-game or post-game and visit with them. The Shadows are actually being recognized tonight out at the Lacapaul Valley boys basketball game with KMS. So, big night coming up on Thursday. And then the Blackjacks play for the Camden Conference Championship, Mitch.
Yep, on this upcoming Monday, they travel down to Tracy to play TMB. They defeated TMB earlier in the season, so they got a really good chance of going for 3 in a row.
Is that very close, you know? Or?
I don't believe
yep,
so.
Yep.
But
we'll be down there for that game, too. That'll be a fun time, championship.
Yeah, I might as well recognize that KMS defeated Mineota last night to win the girls' side of the Camden Conference Championship, so congratulations to them.
All right, folks, here we go. Turn your radios up. We are going to play some basketball. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Pretty nice, and you're going to have a 6'7 and a 6'8, a couple 6'7 and 6'8 players on your team there, Mitchell. And Boyd.
That always helps, especially when it comes to jump balls and rebounding. So.
And they're so athletic, as big as they are.
Yeah, very, very athletic given their size, so.
So last time these two played, Dawson Boyd scored 105 points. Here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs with the Blackjacks. They're in their black and gold uniforms. McCray in their white and blue.
McCray seems to be out in a man-to-man defense to start here.
Carson Stratmon, they go inside to Yamlin, and here's Gunner, and he kind of lost the handle on the ball. Gets it back and puts up a short jump shot. No good. Rebounded by McCray. Here comes the Wolverines in their first offensive possession.
Dawson Boyd seems to be out in a man-to-man defense as well here to start.
Here's a shot for the corner. It's a three-pointer put up there by Xavier Noble. Noble hits a three right off the bat.
That was just a great job by McCray working inside and out there to get that open three.
Down low to Yamlin, and Drew with an easy basket. One of the captains for the Blackjacks.
Dawson Boyd loves to get down and dominate the paint early.
Oh, Yamlin gambled and missed, and Grayson Ehrenholz with a basket. Hey, it's 5-2, and we haven't played a minute.
Yep, very good action by both teams here to start so far.
Stratmon almost lost the ball, and Noah reach in. Stratmon was dribbling the ball by the free throw line.
Fouls on Wyatt Swenson of McCray. It'll be his first of the ball game.
Kind of a senior-led team here for McCray under head coach Lucas Post. Lucas has been there a while as head coach. Gunner goes in the paint. One-handed shot for Gunner Liebel.
Gunner has always been really good this season at that, driving into the lane and making a pull-up mid-range and short-range jump shots.
Hasted all over Ehrenholz in the corner. Good defense by Hasted. Now the McRae Wolverines on offense pulls it back out. Aaron Holtz in the corner. Half top of the key to Aaron Holtz. Now the right wing there to Noble.
Shot clock down to 10.
McRae in the paint. Good defense by the Blackjack. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Liebel. Football pass to Hasted. Oh, and Jackson missed the layup.
Right idea there by Dawson. Like getting out in transition, something they'd love to do. Just couldn't confirm the layup.
McRae down low. A block by Yamlin. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Drew.
That was a great effort by Drew. And I guess caught him on the arm.
So going to the free throw line for the McRae Wolverine. That foul was on Yamlin, his first. I believe this is Aaron Holt at the line.
Yep.
Free throws missed. And second free throw coming. 5-4 the score. McRae leading by 1 point. And he missed the second free throw. Rebounded there by Boyk. See if the Blackjacks can take the lead. They're down by a point. Boyk, right wing to Hasted. Jackson drives, left-handed floater, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound McRae there, moving up the floor. And a block again by Yamlin. That time, no whistle. Yamlin passed down the gutter, scores! Oh, my, what a pass by Yamlin.
That was a great pass by Yamlin, and up Dotson Boyd slow to get back on defense.
Ooh. Easy basket by Grayson Olsen underneath. What happened there, Mitchell?
Dotson Boyd just was slow getting back on defense after the fast break, and it led to an open layup.
Jump shot by Boyk, and Grayson takes his first shot, and he scores just inside the free throw line. And the Blackjacks take the lead, 8-7. 1 point lead for Dawson Boyd. Blackjack kind of struggled against Central Minnesota Christian the other night. And they go down low, blocked by Boyk, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Dirksen.
Oh, a great job on the playing defense there by Grayson Boyk in the block, and blocking it off of the McRae player out of bounds, so the possession will go back to Dawson Boyd.
8-7, Blackjacks leading. Couple minutes played here in the ball game, just underway out here at Dawson Boyd on a very cold Tuesday night. Try to go into Boyk, and the boy is stolen. Now a push. Boyk's going to... Is that Yamlin?
I think that was Yamlin. I think that'll be his second here.
Yamlin picked up a foul. He's walking right to the bench. He's going to come out right away.
Yeah, Bo Johnson checking in for Dawson Boyd.
So Boyk, early foul trouble.
Yamlin.
Yamlin, early foul trouble by Yamlin. And he's on the bench. McRae inbounds the ball. They're down by a point. 8-7 to Dawson Boyd. Stratmone, top of the key, goes to number 33, Dirksen. Over to Aaron Holtz. Dirksen, way, three-point shot, no good. Nice rebound by Liebel. And Gunner, ball across midcourt. Left-handed pass to Jackson. Hasted scores. And the passing here so far has been amazing by Dawson Boyd.
Yes, Dawson Boyd, a very good passing team, and when they get that rebound, they love to get out in transition. All 10 of Dawson Boyd's points here tonight have come in the paint.
10-7, Blackjacks. McRae on offense. They try to go down low, and there's one of those easy baskets again. McRae's kind of finding the open guy underneath the basket.
Yep, with Drew picking up those two quick fouls, kind of leaving Dawson Boyd short, a big defender in the paint there.
Hasted tried to go left-handed on a layup, missed it, and it's rebounded by McRae. This is Jansen. Jansen can go all the way to the hoop, and he loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's Dawson Boyd basketball.
Great job there by Dawson Boyd. They reached in but didn't foul, and it ended up the ball going out of bounds off of McRae. Now Gunnar Olsen will check in for Dawson Boyd.
Hasted comes out, and Coach Corey Larson talking with Hasted. And Gunnar Olsen inbounds the ball. Gunner's a 6'2" junior. And Gunnar Liebel. And there's a quick pass to Olsen. Goes off Gunner's hands right in the hands of McRae. Wolverine Jansen, or Arnold. Number two, Swenson. McRae passes the ball around quickly. Swenson, top of the key. Tries to go by Gunner. Now kicks it out to Aaron Holtz.
Dawson Boyd doing great man-to-man defense.
Oh, look at Aaron. Oh, what a move by Aaron Holtz.
A nice hesitation dribble, able to get the defender to freeze for a moment and get to the basket for an easy layup, and they'll take the lead 11-10.
Aaron Holtz has 8 of the 11 points for McRae. Blackjack's on offense. Liebel, number zero. Gunner wears number zero. Left wing to Boyk in the corner to Stratmon. Boyk thinking about a three. Now lobs it over to Bo Johnson. Back into Gunner Olsen. Gunner in the paint. Double team. Kicks it out to Stratmon.
Shot clock at five.
Gunner, or Stratmon goes quick to the layup and scores. Quick layup by Stratmon. We got a timeout on the floor with 12:23 to play. In the first half, it's a one-point lead for Dawson Boyk. 12-11. We'll be back with more basketball from Dawson Boyk High School right after this.
Hi, I'm Drew Yaman. I play for Blackjack Basketball, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
We're back. Timeout's over. It's 12-11. Dawson Boyk Cray, as we pick up the action, here comes Gunner Liebel. Gunner's going to go coast to coast, lays it up short. Rebounded by Grayson Aaronholtz. Aaronholtz having a heck of a first half here for McRae.
Got 8 of McRae's 11 points so far.
11:20 to go before halftime. 1-point lead for Dawson Boyk. I'm assuming this game is a little different than the first time they played at McRae. McRae playing the Blackjacks, number 2 ranked team in Class A, tough. McRae puts up a shot, rebounded by Gunner. He falls down and gets up. Quick pass to Bo Johnson, back out to Gunner. Gunner for three. Boom! Gunner Liebel for three.
That's the first 3-pointer by Dawson Boyk here in this game.
7 points for Gunner Liebel, and it's 15-11. You know, the Blackjacks can explode for points quickly. Aaronholtz forces up a shot. He's fouled by Gunner Olsen. Remember, Yamlin and Hasted. Yamlin in foul trouble early. He's on the bench. That was on Olsen. Gunner Olsen.
Yep, Gunner Olsen, yep.
And at the free throw line is Aaronholtz, I believe.
Yeah, he was 0-for-2 at the line so far tonight, but he made his first one.
That's 9 points for Grayson Aaronholtz. And he'll try for 10 with the second free throw. He missed it. Rebound. Grayson, SMSU commit. Grayson goes to the basket, lays it up short. No good. McRae gets the board. Out front, here is Swenson. Now over to number 12, Isaiah Roos.
This turnover by McRae.
What happened? What did he do?
The pass was a little outside Griffin Noble's hands. The ball went out of bounds. It'll turn over to Dawson Boyk.
15-12, a 3-point lead for the Dawson Boyk Blackjacks. Camden Conference boys basketball game. Blackjacks played here last night, hosted Pipestone, and beat the Arrows handily. Olsen drives baseline, lays it up and in. Gunner Olsen.
That was Liebel, I believe.
Gunner Liebel, excuse me. That's why you're with me?
Yeah.
Make the big bucks there, Mitch.
Yep.
Thanks for the correction. 17-12, and the McRae Wolverine just threw the ball out of bounds.
Yep.
Not sure who he's throwing it to.
Well, what did they call here? I think they said it was tipped by Dawson Boyk, and it's going to stay with McRae.
Oh, wow. Really? I didn't see that at all. McRae's going to keep the ball. Blackjacks lead 17-12. with 9:49 to play here in the first half. McCray inbounds the ball, gets it over to Noble. He's out almost at midcourt dribbling. Old Johnson guarding him. Now they lob it down low, and Boyk picks the pass off.
A great defense there by Boyk, anticipating that pass.
Gunner in the corner for three. Nothing but net for Gunner Liebel.
And Liebel, that's his second three-pointer.
12 points for Gunner. Got a nice-looking shot, doesn't he?
Yep. Him and Yamana and Boyk each have a nice-looking shot.
Here's a three-pointer by Aaron Holtz, and that's no good. And look at the rebound there by Halstead. Quick pass to Gunner. Liebel, spin move, off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by McCray. Here's Noble, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Actually, that was Jansen, wasn't it?
I believe so, yep.
Jansen with his first points of the basket. Boyk, turn around. No, he passes it out to Gunner Olsen. 20-14. Dawson Boyd leading. Boyk for three. Nothing but net for Brayson Boyk. And the three-pointers are starting to fly here for the Blackjacks. See how they can open that up quick?
Yep, that three-pointer, that's two straight threes for Dawson Boyd.
Now McCray just threw the ball out of bounds. Turnover by the Wolverines.
Yamlin checking back in the first half.
Gunner Olsen out. I had chili with Gunner before the game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he was asking me, well, what's my favorite chili? Gunner and I ate a lot of chili before the game, let me tell you. In a chili feed by the FFA, National FFA Week. We'll be talking to a couple of FFA officers at halftime. And who was that?
That was Gunner Liebel.
Liebel again with another three-pointer.
That's three straight threes for Dawson Boyd.
See what that three-point shot can do?
Just like that's up to a 12-point lead.
26-14 Blackjacks. Schlegel in the game for the first time for McCray. Now over to Noble.
Oh, steal by Boyk.
Here comes a slam dunk. Boom! Brayson Boyk slams it through.
Great job by Boyk anticipating the pass, getting the steal, and getting out in transition for the big dunk.
He's good for a couple of them a game, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
McCray with a short shot, no good. Yamlin, Bo Johnson with the basket.
That's great passing there, going from Liebel to Boyk down to Johnson in the paint for an easy layup.
And Coach Lucas Postman will take a commercial break. It's 30-14 Blackjacks. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty, here at Dawson Boyd High School on the coldest night of the year, Mitchell.
Yeah, it seems like every time you and I come over here to do a basketball game, it's on one of the cold snaps, and it's about negative 20 below real feel or something like that.
But we'll be in Montevideo Saturday, and it might be 50 degrees Saturday, it sounds like.
Yeah, it looks like this could be one of the last cold snaps we get this year, so we'd be good to get back into the warmer weather.
Timeout's over by McCray's head coach Lucas Post. It's 30-14. The Blackjacks are going on a bit of a run here, aren't they?
Yeah, 18-3 so far.
18-3 run. 30-14. Yamlin. Two fouls on Yamlin. Throws it all the way across the court to Stratmon. Back to Drew. Drew in the paint. Out to Boyk. Boyk in the paint. Spin move by Brayson. Left-handed shot. No good. And that's a good box out there by Aaron Holtz.
A great job boxing out there by Aaron Holtz to get that rebound over Boyk.
6:54 to go in the first quarter. Dawson Boyk, crowd kind of quiet tonight. And there's a turnover by McCray, and the Blackjacks have the ball. Bo.
That's Kate Solom.
Down low to Yamlin. Yamlin, turn around. Left-handed shot by Drew.
A great job by
Drew using the turnaround hook shot to get points in the paint for Dawson Boyd.
Speaking of Cade Solon, who's on the floor for Dawson Boyd, he and Lindsey Lund were recognized before the game as the Dawson Boyd's Triple A Award winner. That's Arts, Athletics, and
Academics.
So congratulations to Cade Solom and Lindsey Lund. Here's Yamlin for three. Yes! Drew Yamlin! That is a lot of three-pointers here lately.
Yeah, I think that's the fifth three-pointer for Dawson Boyd here.
35-14. The Blackjacks are opening it up here now. McCray hasn't scored for a while. McCray with the ball. They go in the paint, kick it back out. The number 21, Jansen. And Jansen traveled, I think. Yep. He did.
It's a great defense there. I think that was Cade Solom as the primary defender there. Forcing the travel on McCray. Turn the ball over to Dawson Boyd.
All right, Blackjacks will come up the floor, and they have a 35-14 lead on the McCray Wolverines. Drew over to Halstead. Back to Drew. Oh, what an assist by Halstead. Yamlin with another bucket.
Nice job by Halstead finding Yamlin underneath the basket, getting the easy points in the paint for Dawson Boyd.
37-14. Just like that, in the blink of an eye, the Blackjacks have opened up. In the 9-minute mark, it was 12-11, Mitchell.
Yeah, that's just what Dawson Boyd can do. They get the rebound, they get out in transition, and they can put points on the board quickly. And before you know it, they can get these big leads, and they never look back.
We had a foul on Carson Stratmon. Swenson will be at the line for McCray. And Swenson's free throw hits the front of the rim, and it bounces in. He gets on the scoreboard.
White's first trip to the line for McCray. McCray only 1 of 4 at the free throw line so far, not including that made free throw by White.
Second free throw here by Swenson. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Halstead. Halstead up to Yamlin. Yamlin in the corner to Cade. Halstead down to Yamlin in the paint. Back out to Gunner. Back to Yamlin. Yamlin turns, left-handed shot. Drew's on fire since coming off the bench.
Yeah, but Drew came off the bench. Is he got 11 points since he came off the bench?
Yep.
Nice job by Dawson Boyd working inside and outside with the passing, going back between the paint and the three-point line.
Well, Drew picked up two quick fouls at the start of the game, and Coach Larson had to put him on the bench. Since he came off the bench, he's on fire. Now we're going to do...
Timeout by McCray, was it?
Yep. Timeout by Coach Lucas Post. It's 39-15, Blackjacks. 4:32 to go in the first half. Take a break. You're listening to Dawson Boyd Blackjack Boys Basketball right here on Q92.
Hi, I'm Gunnar Liebel of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. Timeout's over. And Stratmon just did a layup and was fouled. He made the free throw for the three-point play. It's 42-15. 42-15 Dawson Boyd. Shot put up by McCray, no good. Halstead with the rebound, and it's picked off by Aaron Holtz.
Lebo was leaking out, trying to get a fast break. Halstead just couldn't lead him enough with the pass, and it was underthrown and led to a McCray's turnover. Steal.
Oh, and then McCray went in, and he missed the layup, and he's hurt. He's on the floor. I don't know if he twists his knee. Play continues. Halstead down low. Halstead scores, and referees blow the whistle. Number 33, Chase Dirksen, injured. Now he gets up and is walking off. Hit right in the thigh, he says. He's walking off. He's going to be okay.
Yeah, it looked like just a stinger.
A bad stinger.
Yep.
That one looked like it hurt.
Yep.
All right, so Dirksen comes down and sits down. 44-15. Dawson Boyd leading with 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll have some guests at halftime, some FFA student officers from Dawson Boyd High School, because it is National FFA Week. We will talk to them and see what officers do. Were you ever in FFA?
No, I did not do FFA, nope.
All right, McCray inbounds the ball. They've only scored 15 points here. That's only taken in about 5 minutes. That was a free throw. Now a top of the key three. That's off the back iron. No good. Nothing's going. Look at Dawson Boyd. They throw a football pass down to Stratmon. He puts up a three-pointer in the corner. No good. Rebounded by Xavier Noble.
That's just one thing Dawson Boyd does really well is they get the rebound and their eyes immediately look up to see who's leaking out for fast break opportunity.
Noble for three, wide open, and he missed that one. Boy, the Wolverines just struggling shooting the ball here in the first half. Gunner, Liebel, paint, jump shot, scores. Gunner, Liebel leads the Blackjacks in scoring with 17 points.
And that's just something Gunner does really well is drive into the lane and make those tough pull-up jump shots from mid-range over the shorter defenders.
2:32 left. We'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. And there's a bucket for McCray finally. Ruse scoring. Isaiah down low. And that's the first field goal in just about 6 minutes for McCray.
And double dribble on Drew Yaman will send it back to McCray.
He double dribbled?
Yeah, he dribbled once to the middle of the paint and then picked it up, and then he went to go back to the left. So,
46-17, Blackjacks. 2:14 on the clock. I don't think I've heard the Blackjack fans. They're not making too much noise over there tonight.
No, must be full from all the chili.
Good point, Mitchell. Yeah, that's what it is. It's the chili. Here's a long three-pointer from the corner by Swenson for McCray. No good. Rebound by Yama. Look at the Blackjacks run the floor. And there's a slam dunk. Oh, by Gunner Liebel.
It's a great job getting out in transition there between Yama and then Liebel.
A lot of football passes tonight. I mean, bullets. Three-quarter floor passes. What happened there? Now, Gunner picked up a foul?
Yeah, Gunner Liebel, a little aggressive, trying to get a steal and bumped the McCray defender and picked up his second foul. 6 fouls by Dawson Boyd here in the first half.
McCray will inbound it on their side court. And they're passing it now down low to Aaron Holtz. Out to number one. This is Noble. He loses the ball but picks it back up. Gets it over to Xavier Noble. Down low. Blocked by Yaman. Kicks it out to Gunner. Gunner. That's blocked there by Noble, but the Blackjacks keep possession. Throw it all the way in the corner. Stratmon. Quick pass. Oh, it goes through Boyk's hands out of bounds. Rare turnover there.
Yeah, that was a tough play by Dawson Boyd there, but the ball movement beforehand, the ball was just swinging across the floor. They didn't dribble it once on that offensive possession. Still got good ball movement out of it. Just a little bit tough on the pass there. Went through Boyd's hands and out of bounds.
48-17, Blackjacks, and McCray loses the ball. Here come the Blackjacks on the run again. This is Boyd. Grayson's going to go right to the basket. Banks it off the glass. No good. McCray with the board, under a minute to play in the first half, and now McCray throws the ball away. Turnover there by the Blackjacks, or by the McCray Wolverines.
44.8 seconds left here in the first half.
Halftime coming up. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up, and we will be talking with some FFA officers from Dawson Boyd High School here at halftime. Blackjacks with the basketball. Yamlin outside. Down low to Boyk. Boyk working his way to the basket. Left-handed shot. No good. Gets his rebound. Puts it up again. Up go. McCraig picks up the loose ball. Here's Aaron Holtz. He's leading the Wolverines in scoring. Down low. Shot up. No good. Aaron Holtz with the rebound and put back. That was Noble. Excuse me. Xavier Noble with the basket. 8 seconds to play. Blackjacks with the ball. Yamlin for three. Boom! Joe Yamlin! And that'll be halftime. Yamlin on fire, Mitchell, since he came off the bench after being in foul trouble there.
Yep, he got two fouls early, went to the bench and to drop.
Here's your halftime score, 51-19, Dawson Boyd. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. Have your headset, Mitchell. Hi.
Hi.
Did you serve me chili?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Dawson Boyd High School. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Blackjacks with a commanding 51-19 lead over the McRae Wolverines. We'll get to Mitchell here in a little bit with the stats and review the first half here at Dawson Boyd High School. But if you're with us on the Subway pregame show, we talked with FFA supervisor or director, John Sherb. It's National FFA Week. And I have some Dawson Boyd FFA officers with me. And it's who do we have here?
I'm Addison Jorgens. I'm the secretary.
Secretary. And how about you?
I'm Ashton Swender. I'm the president.
Oh, you're the president of the FFA in Dawson, huh?
Yes, sir.
So what is your duties, Ashton?
As president, I kind of overwatch the meetings and I'm just the leader of the meetings, kind of.
Okay. And how about you, Ashton? And what were you, the treasurer, you said?
Secretary.
Secretary.
Yes.
So you take notes, or what do
yes,
you do?
Yes, I basically just record what we talk about and what we do during the meeting.
Why are you an FFA, Ashton?
I'm an FFA.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at Addison and called her Ashton. Okay, go ahead. Ashton?
I'm an FFA because I grew up around agriculture, and I really like Mr. Sherb. Mr. Sherb is one of my favorite teachers, and I just like what we do at FFA. I like that at National FFA Week and the activities that we host and everything else about it.
Do you both live on farms?
I do not anymore, no.
Okay.
I do live on a farm.
You do live on a farm, okay. It's about agriculture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Coach Sherb, I call him Coach Sherb. What do you guys call him?
Just Sherb.
Sherb, okay. it was day-to-day, they
yes.
said. And you're wearing green, I see, Addison,
yep.
huh? So you represent John Deere. And what, do you got some red on?
I got some red on.
And you represent the IH?
Sure. I'd usually roll John Deere green, but I got some red on today, I guess.
So who wore more green today? Was it more green or more red?
It was kind of mixed.
Okay.
It was
close.
Yeah.
That's what Coach Sherrod said. It was kind of close. So, National FFA Week. So what kind of activities do you guys do? Is this an after-school thing or during school thing?
No, this would be during the school day.
Oh, it's during the school day.
Yes, sir.
You have a class, huh? Or is it like a class?
It's just during the day. It depends on the activity.
Okay.
So we usually do our meetings. We try to do it on Sunday night at least once a month. So this month we've had like two meetings already to try and get everything all figured out. And on Friday we're doing our children's barnyard. So that was...
I'm going to be here for that.
You're going to be there?
No, there's something I'm going to be here for. What are you...
The Egg Olympics movie?
Egg Olympics? Let me check my calendar here. It's, I'm not going to be, I'm going to be in Canby for that, sorry.
That's okay.
So what are you guys doing?
So on Wednesday, or tomorrow. We are doing our Ag Olympics.
What's that?
So we basically just kind of do like a bunch of, like...
Olympic stuff in
yeah.
the gym?
Yeah, we do agriculture-related tasks or activities.
Like carrying bales?
Carrying bales, carrying buckets of corn, wheelbarrow racing. Well, that's kind of the overall.
So you have teams? Have you been practicing
yep.
that?
No. Usually there's no practice. But yes, we got teams, whether it be from band or the actual FFA team. FCCLA has a team,
okay.
I believe.
Okay, LKP should have a team, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, we'd lose. All right, what else are you doing this week?
Thursday we're doing our staff breakfast feed. So we just make a bunch of pancakes, bacon.
For the staff?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
For the staff.
All right. And go ahead.
Friday, again, is our children's barnyard.
Children's barnyard,
yes.
Where the people can come and see what? Farm animals?
Yes.
Yeah.
So members of FFA will bring in, like, whether they have dogs or cats or cows or chickens.
Goats, I think, was one of them.
Goats. They'll just bring them in and then... kids from the elementary can come and see them. And
okay, this is, I'm going to embarrass myself. This is a number of years ago. I was at Canby FFA event. They had a petting zoo. And some FFA girl goes, hey, you want to hold a kid? Not really. And she throws a goat in my arm. I didn't know a baby goat was called a kid. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
I did not know that. I'm on your side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Hey, you want to hold a kid? Not really. And then she throws this goat in my arm. So, okay. You know that, though.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Addison. Okay, good for you. Addison served me chili tonight. Talk about what happened before the game. What were you doing?
So we did our first annual FFA chili feed, and we got, like, 9 chilies from different organizations, from, like, the school, and we kind of just had a chili off a little bit.
Okay.
So we did... You pay $10, and then you can eat all you want chili. And then we also did, you vote for what chili you like best.
Yeah, I did that.
So, yeah.
What organization? You served me chili, didn't you?
Yes, Dad? I did.
What organization was that?
I was doing the 7th grade band.
7th grade band. How about you, Ashton? What did you do?
I did not serve any chili. I was a taste tester.
Oh, good for you. What did you vote for, can you say? The best chili.
The Dawson Boyden
Association. Yes.
Mr. Brett made that. It was the best chili I think I've ever had.
Okay, that was... Oh, the National Honor Society?
No. It was the DBEA. It was the way one of the ways close to the doors.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know one chili had bacon bits in it. I never had bacon bits in it.
That was not my favorite chili, I'll tell you what.
Addison, didn't you have your popcorn bag next to you?
Yes, I did.
Did you know what I just about did?
Just put some popcorn in your chili.
I thought it was open to the public. Did you hear that, Addison? You know, you could say she had the other cheese out there and other corn chips.
And her popcorn was
and the popcorn was sitting there. So I thought I was just going to grab some popcorn and put it in my... I never had popcorn in my chili before.
I have not either. I probably would have done the same thing.
So, I almost stole your popcorn. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But that is a good idea to put popcorn in chili. Has anybody ever done that?
I don't think
so. What were the funds raised for tonight?
The food shelf.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Food shelf. Good.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for coming up. What are, why are all these boys coming up here?
Not quite sure.
Are they your boyfriends?
No.
All right. Are they in the FFA?
One of them.
Oh, one of them. Okay. Well, we'll let them go. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming up.
Thank
talking
you.
Talking about
yeah,
FFA.
Thank you.
During
you.
National FFA Week. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's Addison Jorgens and Ashton Swendra. Talking about FFA. And Mitchell, why don't we just go through some stats quick.
All right, so for points in the paint, I got Dawson Boyd outscoring McCray total of 32 to 14. I got Dawson Boyd out-rebounding McCray 20 to 14. Leading rebounders for Dawson Boyd, Grunelibo with 5 and Drew Yamlin with 5. Leading rebounder for McCray, Xavier Noble with 5. And then from the free throw line, Dawson Boyd just 1 of 1. At the free throw line, that free throw made by Carson Stratmon, and then McCray 2 of 6 from the free throw line.
All right, Grayson Ehrenholz leading the Wolverines in scoring with 9, and Gunnar Liebel leading the Blackjacks with 19. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We'll be back in about a minute with the start of the second half with the Blackjacks leading 51-19.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
We're back. Second half just underway. The Blackjacks lead 53-19, Mitchell.
Yeah, that was a, had a great... there's another block by Boyk on that one. Drew Yamlin had a block and a nice play to keep the ball in bounds to start the first half. That led to a Boyk basket underneath for Dawson Boyd, and then Boyk just had a nice block, and now nice ball movement by Dawson Boyd to get Yamlin to basket.
Yamlin scores again, and he's got 16 points. And it's 55-19. Last time these two played, Dawson Boyd scored 105 points. Here's a jump shot in the paint by Xavier Noble.
105 points that tied the season high for Dawson Boyd. They also scored 105 versus La Qualle Valley earlier this year, or earlier this season.
You know, it's really been quite a season for the Blackjacks. A lot of milestones reached. Here's Liebel for 3, and he missed one. A rare missed 3 shot by Gunnar Liebel. McCray off and running, and he throws up a shot that was Noble, and he got a tussle underneath for the basket. And then Yamlin kind of takes it away from him, and Drew's off and running across midcourt. Gives it to Halstead. Back to Drew. 3, he's short. McCray, Xavier Noble with the ball. 55-21. They go inside, kicks it back out to Swenson. And here's number 15 with a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Missed that shot. And that was Schlegel. Peyton Schlegel missed 2 shots underneath.
They're able to get his own rebound, but couldn't convert on the putback. Led to a rebound by Boyk.
Stratmon. Yamlin for 3 in the corner.
That was Boyk.
Or Boyk. They're going to be looking alike. Drew's got to cut his hair. He's letting his hair go too long. You know, it's been a lot of milestones for Dawson. Boyk's hit 2,000 points in his career. Gunner hit his 1,000 points in his career. Boyk had 1,000 rebounds in his career, which is crazy. And Yamlin, 1,000-point career. For three guys on one team, that's amazing. And then Coach Corey Larson surpassed with most wins by a coach from Dave Vanderwerf the other night, and it's been a memorable season, that's for sure. 55-21. Dawson Boyd leading the Wolverines. McCray with the ball. They go down in the paint. Back out to number 15. Here's Swenson loses the ball in the paint, picked up by Stratmoen.
Great job by Dawson Boyd there to collapse into the paint and force the turnover.
Carson over to Boyk. Boyk, McRae got a hand on it, and he knocked it out of bounds.
The possession will stay with Dawson Boyd.
I want to thank Addison Jorgens and Ashton Swendra, Dawson Boyd FFA officers, for being my halftime guest tonight. 55-21 Blackjacks. Stratmoen on the right wing. Dawson Boyd has Montevideo here Thursday night, folks. That'll be the game in the state. A long three by Stratmoen. Carson hits the three-pointer.
I think this is the seventh three-pointer made by Dawson Boyd here tonight.
Okay, put me on the spot. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You're correct. And McRae throws the ball away. Dawson Boyd with the ball. They lead 58-21. Blake working his way to the basket. No good. Tips it up. It is.
Nice job by Boyd, realizing he didn't have the angle on the fast break. He just slowed down and backed his way into the paint and was able to go to work and... Oh, we had a timeout by McRae.
Lucas Post, the head coach for the Wolverines, calling a timeout, so we'll take a commercial break. It's 60-21, Blackjacks with 13:39 to play. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
I mean, take it.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Dawson Boyd High School. Camden Conference Boys basketball game. Timeout's over by head coach Lucas Post. Blackjacks have a 60-21 lead. Mitchell here in the second half.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd doing a nice job getting out in transition, scoring on the fast break. Oh, great block there by, I believe that was Liebel.
Yeah, got her with the block. Here's the Blackjacks. Hastin's taking it to the hole, and Jackson scores his sixth point of the game. That was thanks to Gunnar Liebel. Liebel, here comes the slam dunk, maybe. No, he's just going to lay it up and in. Come on, Gunnar, we want to see a slam dunk, right?
That was a great job by Liebel there to anticipate the pass, get the steal, and able to get out in transition.
He is a ball player. I know he was good last year, but he's kind of the surprise for me. I mean, he's really playing high-level basketball.
Yep, and they're really going to need him moving forward if they want to make a deep postseason run.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Bo Johnson checking in for Jackson Hasted.
McRae inbounds the ball in front of their own bench. Throw it to the top of the key to Aaron Holtz. Aaron Holtz leading the Wolverines in scoring with 7. He puts up a shot, a jump shot, and it's good.
Nice mid-range pull-up jump shot there by Xavier Noble for McRae.
9 points for Aaron Holtz. And it's 64-23. They throw it down low. Gunner and then a double team there got knocked away from Yamlin, and McRae picks up the loose ball. 12 minutes and 40 seconds to play in this basketball game, and Yamlin steals the ball, and he goes in and lays it up and in. Wow.
Nice job by Yamlin there. Just thought he's going to, he's stealing it off the inbounds.
Oh, and then he throws it away. Hot potato here. McRae, easy basket underneath.
A great job by Yamlin to get the steal, but rushed the pass and ended up getting a fast break opportunity from McRae.
Boyk, short jumper, tried to bank it in, didn't work. Rebounded by Swenson. And McRae with possession, being held at 25 points here with 12 minutes to play in the ball game. And I think that was
off of Bo Johnson. He got switched off to on. I believe that's Peyton Schlegel for McRae, and he did a nice job playing post defense there.
66-25. And McRae inbounds it underneath their own basket. And they get it in play. Number two with the basketball, that's Swenson. Now driving to the basket is number 12. He pulls back out. Isaiah Ruth inside.
Shot clock down to five.
Here's a jump shot by Aaron Olson. The free throw line, no good. Yamlin with a nice rebound by Yamlin.
Yamlin just rising up over all the... Oh, and steal by McCray there.
Gunner tried to hit Boyk, breaking to the basket, but Noble was there to pick the pass off. 66-25, Dawson Boyd. In the paint, one-handed shot up and in by number 12, Ruse. And he's got 4 points for the McCray Wolverines. Boyk on the right wing. Crossover dribble. Grayson. Try to bounce it down low to Yamlin. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Blackjacks. Got some updates from other scores, other games here. I know Central Minnesota Christian was way ahead at 1 point.
Yeah, and then the one girls in the game tonight got a good one. Hancock and McCray tied, or McCray leads 54-52 with 3 minutes left in the second half of that girls' game.
Who are they playing?
Hancock.
Okay.
And for the boys, Mineota is up 3-35-32 over Canby at halftime. Central defeated Ortonville tonight 73-39. Lakeview leads YME 55-41, and TMB leads RCW 34-33 at halftime.
66-27 here in Dawson. Blackjacks leading the McCray Wolverines. Gunner Liebel drives to the paint, lays it up, and he's fouled, and Gunner will go to the free throw line. He has 21 points. He leads all scorers tonight in the basketball game.
So only the second and third free throws for Dawson Boyd, only before by Carson Stratmone.
And the free throw by Gunner is good. We have to start another scoring column here for Gunner. 22 points for Gunner Liebel. And he'll try to make it 23 with his second free throw. On its way, and it bounces off. And Boyk almost tipped it in. He gets the rebound. The Blackjacks keep possession. Stratmone wide open for three from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Boyk and put back by Brayson.
That's just Boyk being taller than everyone else on the floor on those rebounds there.
Exactly. Oh, and McCray goes down low and scores quickly.
A nice job by Grayson Aaronhole stealing off the paint defender for Dawson, able to get a nice layup.
Yamlin kicks it out to Boyk. Boyk's going to attempt a three, and he hits a three.
Great job by Yamlin. He drove into the lane, able to kick it out to Boyk for three.
McCray, a baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by Drew Yamlin. Yamlin looking up the floor here. He's going to launch a three, and that's good by Yamlin.
Just back-to-back three-pointers by Dawson Boyd.
Got three players in double figures for Dawson Boyd. Yamlin with 21, Gunner Liebel with 22, and Boyk with 16. And we got almost 10 minutes to play here in the ball game. It's 75-29, the score. McCray in the corner. Jump shot by Aaron Holtz. It's short. Rebounded underneath by number 22. That's Aaron Holtz, number 22.
Dawson couldn't control the rebound. Ended up going out of bounds. It'll stay with McCray.
I want to congratulate Cade Solom and Lindsay Lund. They are this year's Dawson Boys AAA winners. Athletics, Hearts, and Academics. Congratulations to Cade Solom and Lindsay Lund. Blackjacks block the shot. Here comes Gunner. Gunner has 22 points in the ball game. Off the Stratmone. Carson dribbles to the right side. Gives it to Gunner. Top of the key to Yamlin. Back to Gunner. Gunner looking. Drives to the free throw line. Puts up a jump shot. That is short. Bounces off the front of the rim. Picked up by McCray. 75-29. What is that, 35 points run clock?
I think so.
Yep. And, McCray goes inside to number 12, Ruse. And there's a whistle, stoppage of play for some reason. Thursday night, I should mention, they're going to recognize the Lockaw Valley Dawson Boys Shadows Jazz team and High Kick team. They won state championships this past weekend at Target Center. And they'll be here Thursday night. They're out of La Caparo Valley tonight being recognized. And quite the thing. Double blue, they call it. Oh, what a steal by Liebel. This guy's playing fantastic, and he goes in, and it's a soft slam dunk by Liebel.
Great shot by Liebel there again with another great defensive play. He's been getting steals and blocks all night.
77-29. 7 minutes and 55 seconds to go in this ball game. McCray with a 5-18 record. They put up the shot. That was a shot there by Swenson. It goes off the glass, picked up by Halstead. Now over to Gunner. Gunner's going to launch a three again. What? No, it won't go. And again, ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Blackjack. Gunner's going for it there. Downtown, Mitchell.
Yep, he was going for it, and it looks like that might be the last time he gets stepped out by Carson Stratmount. So
what do you have there? 24, I think. Yep. Clock will continue the run, it looks like now.
It's a 48-point Dawson Boyd lead, 77-29.
McCray brings the ball up the floor. Here's Noble. This is Griffin Noble, a junior. They go inside, out to Oliveira. Inside to Griffin Noble. Oliveira with the basketball. Quick pass to number 20, Xavier Noble. And Gunnar Olsen. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Gunner.
Foul on Gunner. So that'll send Aaron Holtz to the line for McCray. He is one of four tonight.
Looks like he had all ball from up here.
Yeah, must have caught him on the wrist.
Gunner Olsen. Free throw. Good by number 22. Gives him 12 points. Aaron Holtz. Well, we got Section girls basketball coming up on Saturday. Second free throw good. We'll talk all about section girls basketball brackets on the Neonitos post-game show. Regular season winding down. Gunner Olsen's going to try a three, and that's hard off the glass. No good. Stratmount back to Gunner. Gunner's going to drive, dribbles it off his foot, but it's picked up by Bo Johnson.
Shot clock's down to 10.
Here's Gunner, top of the key, three, good! Gunner Olsen hits a three-pointer from the top of the key, and the bench goes crazy for the Blackjacks.
The bench and the student section are really excited for that three-pointer, and he does a great job on defense getting a block in getting a block for Dawson Boyd.
And Gunner just grabbed a big rebound. Now he gives the screen to Stratmount, goes in, and oh, Carson Ball, the ball rolls off. Gunner Olsen's getting everybody fired up.
Yep, good minutes played by Gunner Olsen here tonight.
And Carson's at the line.
It's 1-1 at the free throw line tonight.
And the free throw is good. By Stratmount, what's that give him? 10? No, 9. Okay. Stratmount at the free throw line. He'll try for 10 points. Carson, just a sophomore. And he's got 10. Both free throws. Good basketball player. His sister's a good basketball player. 82-31. Dawson Boyd picking up. We'll pick up another win here tonight, and I think that's their 21st win of the season. We have our Neonitos post-game show coming up. Gunner with the block and the foul. Gunner Olsen, that is. Gunner frustrated with the whistle there for the foul. I'm on Gunner's side there.
That's his third foul.
At the free throw line, number 15, Schlegel. He's 6'5". And his free throw is good. And we got substitutes coming in for the Blackjacks. Schlegel's second free throw, no good. Gunner Olsen with another rebound. And now Coach Corey Larson calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. And we'll be back right after these words for a fine sponsors. 82-32 the score.
Hi, I'm Brayson Boyk of the Dawson Boyd boys basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more. There's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,000,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in this basketball game, and it's all Dawson Boyd, 82-33. At the free throw line is Xavier Noble for McCray, and his free throw is good. Gives him 11 points. Clock will not stop. What do they call it? The mercy rule or whatever they call it. Clock will continue the run after 35 points. And the Blackjacks have 82-34, and bringing the ball up the floor is Cade Solem, AAA award winner. Solem with the ball at the top of the key. He was recognized before the game with Lindsey Lund. Number four, that's Mason Boffin. Mason Boffin, shot up, no good. Picked up by McCray. Also on the floor is Ace Larson. Ace is a 6-foot sophomore. And that was a nice block there. Who is that, Boffin? No, Colton Boffin.
Yeah, Colton.
Nice block by Colton Boffin. Here's Ace Larson. Ace had a nice JV game. Minute 20 to go, and then we'll have our Neon Needles postgame show. Solem. Down in the corner to Keeman. Baseline three-pointer by Keeman. No good. And a fast break by McCray, and laying it up and in was Roy Drews.
Down to a minute play.
Blackjacks new players in there. Mason Boffin. This is the future Dawson Boyd basketball here.
Falling out of bounds. They'll go back over to McCray. Now McCray looks like they're going to empty their bench out.
I think Landon Keeman wants to score bad. 40 seconds to go. Clock running will not stop. We'll go through some of the other scores in the Neon Needles postgame show. Name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game. And an Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. McCray with all substitutes in now for McCray. Thiessen, Nolan Thiessen in the ball game. Almost threw the ball away. 20 seconds remain. Here's a three-pointer by Goldenstein. And it's no good.
Balling out of bounds off Dawson Boyd, so stay McCray ball.
And inbound ball with 5 seconds to play. And they throw it away, and here's the final score, 82-36. Dawson Boyd defeats the McCray Wolverines.
Dominating win for Dawson Boyd tonight. Not as big of a scoring margin as it was in their first meeting, but still a good performance by Dawson Boyd. Now they can look forward to their meeting on Thursday night with Montevideo.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contents Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, L320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Stilte here, wrapping this boys basketball game up tonight. Blackjacks win it, Mitchell, 82-36. Wow.
Yeah, it was a little bit slow for Dawson boys starting this game off, but then they really settled in, starting hitting their three-pointers. They got out in transition and got some fast break points, and then they never looked back from that point.
Yeah, with 9 minutes to go in the first half, it was just 12-11. Then what did I say? I said, watch, Dawson Boyd can score quickly.
Yep, and they ended up going on, I think it was an 18-3 run in the span of, what, 4 minutes, was it?
If that. Yep. And then McCray went on a huge scoring drought. They didn't score a field goal for almost 6 minutes.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd really settled in on defense there and really tightened it up and got on the defensive boards and really took over the game at that point.
All right, so that's your final score, 82-36. Let's go through the scoring quick. For McCray, Wyatt Swenson with the point. Isaiah Ruse with six. Peyton Schlegel with three. Grayson Ehrenholz, I have him for 14 points. He leads the Wolverines in scoring. Xavier Noble with nine. Excuse me. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, Gunnar Olsen, the bench. Actually, Gunnar played well off the bench, didn't he?
Yeah, Gunnar Olsen gave Dawson Boyd some really good minutes here tonight, offensively and defensively.
Three-pointer by Gunnar Olsen and a couple blocks. And we got Jackson Hasted with six, Yomlin with six, 19. Brayson Boyk with 16, Bo Johnson with a bucket. And Gunnar Liebel, who joins us on the Neon Needles post-game show for about the sixth time this year, with 24 points. Congratulations, Gunnar.
Thank you.
You're going to have a closet full of Neon Needles t-shirts, I think.
What's going on tonight?
You know, you guys got off to a slow start, 12 to 11 and with 9 minutes to go. And then I said to Mitchell, watch Dawson Boyd now. They can score fast. And what they go on?
18-3 run, I believe.
18-3 run, thanks to your steals. Talk about the game tonight, Gunner.
Yeah, we started off kind of walking the gym thinking we were just going to take it away. And then they brought the energy coming out, and that kind of showed. And we came out of that timeout that Larson called and kind of got our butts chewed a little bit and deserved. But then we came out and brought the energy and kind of put them away.
Brought the energy is right. You guys... I think a little different in the first half of the season. I saw you guys are running the floor much better now.
Yeah, we got our transition game going a little bit more. We talk about that a little more in practice. And
what's with the football passes? I mean, full length. do you do that in practice? Is that
I just kind of, I don't know, see it, throw it kind of thing.
Yeah, Mitchell, pipe in here if you have any questions for Gunner. But, your defense tonight was really good. You like playing defense?
Okay.
Gunner, we see you a lot when you get the ball at the top of the key. You drive into the paint and you take a lot of mid-range jumpers. How often do you practice that? And is that something you look for when you're scoring, is the mid-range jumpers, or do you try more to do layups and or three-pointers?
Well, it kind of depends what the defense is. If they give me that pull-up jumper, I'll take it. Or if I can get to the rim or dish it off to a teammate, I'll kind of just redo what the defense gives me.
Okay. I like you. You know, I was really disappointed. You stole the ball and go, here goes Lebel, watch this slam dunk, and it's just a nice, easy layup. Remember how disappointed I was?
I had the layup, but then he got a dunk later.
Yeah, he got
later.
A dunk later. But I thought that was funny. You can dunk it pretty good, can't you?
Yeah, I can get up there a little bit.
You can get up there, yeah. So good win for you. Now a good test coming up Thursday with the Montevideo Thunderhawks.
All right, big game coming up here Thursday.
You know some of them guys on that team?
Yeah, I played AAU with Brody Dack and Griffin Epema.
Oh, wow. So you knew them well then. Okay.
Gunner, what challenges does Montevideo present to you guys when you play them on Thursday?
Well, to be honest, I really haven't watched any film yet. Oh. So they just kind of just lock in tomorrow and practice and Thursday.
Okay. I don't know if you know this, but my son is on the coaching staff for Montevideo.
Oh, really?
Yep. So when you're back warming up, talk some smack to him, okay? Get him. So, all right, I'm looking for that. We'll be here for that. And you might pick up another Neon Needle Subway t-shirt there. So, Gunner, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good win for you tonight again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just hang tight. Mitchell, why don't you go through the your stats there, maybe other scores in the game tonight.
So we'll go through some other stats for tonight's game. Had Dawson Boyd outscoring McCray in points in the paint 48-24 here this evening. At the free throw line, McCray went 7-12 from the free throw line, where Dawson Boyd went 4-5 from the free throw line. And I got Dawson Boyd out rebounding McCray 36-24. Leading rebounders for Dawson Boyd, Julie Allman had 9, Grayson Boyk had 8, and then Gunnar Lebel had 6. And then for McCray, their leading rebounder was Xavier Noble with 10. Now for other games this evening, in the girl side of things, just the one game, McCray defeated Hancock 62-59, so a good game there in McCray for that. And then on the boys side of things, Mineota leads Canby 70-55 with 6 minutes left in the second half there. Central Minnesota Christian defeated Ortonville 73-39. Your final tonight, the Dawson Boyd 82, McCray 36. TMB defeated us at Lakeview High School. Lakeview leads YMA 74-69 with 5 minutes left in the second half. And then Lacapaul Valley KMS leads Lacapaul Valley 71-63 with 6 minutes left in the second half of that one.
All right. Is that it then, Mitchell? Or okay.
Yep, that should do it.
All right, so that completes the game tonight, and we'll be back on the air Thursday night. Montevideo Thunderhawks state rank in AA, taking on the Blackjacks, and we're going to recognize the Shadows at halftime. There's some other things going on, too. And so a big night Thursday night out here at Lacapaul Valley High School. Looking forward to that, and then section girls play on Saturday in Montevideo, and we got section individual wrestling also in Dawson here. Dawson's hosting the section individual wrestling tournament. Dick Newman and Danny Lee with the call there on Saturday, and we'll have at least the La Caprara Valley girls game would take it on Mineola. I believe it's at 4 o'clock, right?
I believe so at 4 o'clock. And then Dawson Boyd girls play Thursday night. That game at RCW for a pigtail game. Should Dawson Boyd win that game, they'll play on Saturday, I think about 11 o'clock, versus Central Minnesota Christian, should they win on Thursday.
All right. All right, real good. Thanks for the call tonight, Mitchell.
Yep, did we do the play of the game yet?
We did not.
All right, so we'll do the play of the game.
The Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. Thanks for the reminder.
Yep. So for play of the game, I think we got the two plays. We got the dunk by Liebel in the second half, I believe, and then we got the dunk by Boyk in the first half.
That's our Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. Thank you for the reminder on that, Mitchell.
Yep, no problem.
All right, before we go, I kind of want to end on a sad note. Lost a good friend this past Saturday, Randy Clausen. Randy's a sports broadcaster for KLGR Radio in Redwood Falls and Marshall Radio as well. Randy passed away unexpectedly in his home on Saturday. Knew Randy well. You know, sports broadcasters are kind of family. We know each other from different radio stations. And Randy started at KDMA in Montevideo. And, you know, we've known each other for over 30 years. So it was a shock. And our sympathies to his wife and family and his co-workers in Marshall and Redwood at KLGR in Redwood Falls as well. So just wanted to end with that. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles making...